The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Irish consumer spending reached a new high last Christmas, and believe it or not, it's on course to break festive records again. A total of 80 million AIB card transactions were carried out last December, as spending reached a whopping 3.9 billion euro. But during a cost of living crisis, can we really afford a top dollar Christmas? And how can you keep spending low during the festive high? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
The Irish public are on course to spend more this Christmas than ever before.
I would probably suggest the order of 3,000 euro.
With nights out, festive feasting and gifts, the holiday tally can really rack up.
It is what it is. You have to go with it. You've no choice.
But with many families already struggling with the cost of living crisis.
Even just food or coffee, it's insane how much we're spending.
Is seasonal splurging really worth the hefty price tag?
There's a lot of remorse, often right after Christmas, where people are really struggling financially.
And how can we celebrate the holidays without the headache in January? How much do you think Christmas will cost for you this year, all in?
I prefer not to think about it and not to say, if you don't mind.
I can't even quantify it. I've such a big family. I don't like missing nights out, so I can't even begin to imagine.
Oh God, I think I've spent probably around 2 grand alone. Like I like to give presents. I'm very much a giver.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to drink and going out, I can't stop myself. I don't even know what I'm spending half the time. It's very bad.
I personally have about 12 people that I buy for over Christmas because I've got quite a big family.
Wow.
So yeah, usually find that it's about a couple of thousand over the Christmas period that's dedicated to Christmas shopping.
No. I'm broke this year, so it'd be a small Christmas.
So unfortunately, I've a little bit more of a limited budget than the most people would. So I think I've limited it at 20 for charity shops, run-ins with some friends to keep it a little bit more less expensive.
I'm actually going to spend less. I'm just buying for my girlfriend and that's it. We're all getting on a bit, so everyone's just like, let's just look after ourselves, or that's it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just girlfriends, so I'm not buying for the parents or anything like that, so I've got the missus and that's it. It's great.
And how much do you expect to spend then as a result of this Christmas?
The high hundreds. I think that's fair.
She's a very lucky girl.
She is indeed. In more ways than one.
Me having 3 kids now, it's cost a fortune, but we're going away on Christmas Eve, so we're going away on holiday, so we're just getting small presents for people this year.
Yeah.
And we're just going to just send them, like, just go over to go home and enjoy a holiday. But I know people will spend an awful lot of money. The Irish people do. They always go overboard, like, when it comes to Christmas.
What do you think is the biggest reason that people spend so much?
I think we all just want happiness and to feel good, and I think we just run away with it and just want it to last and want it to be bigger and better every year.
Why I say I probably spend two grand on Christmas is because of the price of things now. Like, it's insane how much we're spending, or even just food or coffee, but like presents alone, like they've gotten so expensive. Like, and like, you know, I'm not here, you know, gifting cars or anything. Like, it's only something small, but still it's racking up the books. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just everything has gone so expensive, it's kind of obvious that you're going to spend more, whether you want to or you don't. It's just everything's more expensive. It is what it is.
Yes.
You have to go with it. You've no choice.
Well, I usually just spend like the most on presents, but try to like maybe, yeah, cut down a bit and get like stuff in charity shops as well.
Yeah, mainly food and presents, but like I know what they want, so I just get what they need. Yeah, I've just decided to cut down this year because there's only going to be 3 of us, so there's no point going mad, you know? Because I hate seeing food wasted, and that's kind of what happens.
Nights out, definitely. Like, we were only talking about that the other day, between like work Christmas parties, nights out with friends. You want to say yes to everything because it's the time of year that you're going to see so many people.
Yeah.
But it definitely all adds up, for sure.
Do you have any strategies when you're going Christmas shopping or spending? Like, do you have a budget? Do you bring cash?
Oh, I'm finished Christmas shopping, thank God.
Are you actually?
Yes, I am. I can't bear doing it. I just do it early and that's it. No budget. Probably a list that I don't keep to.
Okay.
And I usually buy early because I cannot abide going in and out of the shops. I get migraine at the idea of it. So, no, I shop early.
Oh, in
never
store.
Cash I'm in. For me anyway.
Never cash. Card always. I'm always going into town because I kind of like to see what is actually kind of is it worth getting it? Because you know when you're getting online, I feel like sometimes it might be a bit false. Now I might look online first to see if it's available, but I'm very much an in-store person. I always go out in Dublin, do a full day of shopping, and then that's me. You won't see me again kind of shopping after that. It's a one and done.
A bit of both, shop in-store and online. In-store predominantly because I know what I've got and then I can prepare if things aren't in stock or not available. Online's always handy at night time when you forget someone. And predominantly card payments, yeah, rather than cash.
I start early and I generally am finished early, but I like to support local businesses, so I will do things like vouchers for our local beauticians, or I'll visit the craft fairs in my area and I'll pick up little things that are kind of one-off items and I think they're more special. So a lot of my presents are kind of more thoughtful on what people will kind of keep and, you know, keepsakes and stuff.
Yes, look, I do love a sentimental gift. I think I'm quite good at remembering if people say things to me throughout the year, making, like, I'll usually have a little kind of running notes file for different people and things like that. So then just trying to use those ideas when it comes to Christmas. That's about it, really. It's as far as my planning goes.
Me and my friends are big on the eco type of stuff, so we're trying to reduce the waste of Christmas, because I know everyone has so much waste, so the charity shops at least are a little bit more eco-friendly. But you never know what you're going to get. They're sort of mixed bags and they have loads of the unusual stuff. We found like a foot cup in the shape of a foot, which is very interesting. I was not expecting that at all, but you get some really good jokey kind of gifts to give people, so I would recommend it.
Franz is more of a practical shopper than I am.
True.
He's known to get people Hoovers for Christmas. I think
you're
get
joking.
People love Hoovers.
A robot Hoover for Christmas. Yes, this actually happened.
I remember getting Space Attack. It was, now this is showing my age, and it was like this little board game, and I thought all my Christmases came at once. Like, it was just, and it was probably quite cheap, but yeah. It was something I really wanted. I seen an ad on television and I was just obsessed and I really wanted that. But I never got a Mr. Frosty and I still carry that with me to this day.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, I'm showing my age again.
Do you think it's all worth it in the end? You're paying a couple of grand at Christmas time.
That is a great question. Is it all worth it? Probably not. I get a bit of bah humbug at times. However, we only do, it's the one time in the year where people do think of other people and put other people first, which for me speaks volumes. So it's for me and my family, it's my one time to say how much I love you, how much I appreciate you, and gift them then. So yeah, it is a lot of money, but it's worth seeing the smiles on our faces.
100% it's worth it. Yeah, it's the one time of year that we actually get to enjoy ourselves and sit down as a family, and we all get to spread around things as family, you know. So yeah, it's, no matter what you have, you can just you spend what you have. Like any present, if someone handed me a pair of socks for my birthday off of Christmas, I'd be delighted, you know what I mean?
I feel like I'm just so used to it now. I'm just like, this is what it's like. But all the lead up is like kind of like enjoyable, but then it's like, yeah, like a balloon popped after in January. Yeah.
There's a lot of remorse often right after Christmas where people are really struggling financially to even afford groceries because of the cost of Christmas.
Kaz Mooney is a budgeting expert.
I mean, I know last year, Christmas Day, after about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I was starting to get messages in. And that's why I think it is so important to think about the fact you may have bills and other costs the other side of Christmas, which it isn't worth spending all of the money and having nothing left for those everyday bills that you have to pay to keep that roof over your head. For me, it's really about planning ahead. That is to set a Christmas budget, pick and choose what you actually want to do, and set a budget for each evening or day out. Also, I think it's really important to create like a gift plan. Who do you really need to buy for? And then secondary, who you'd like to buy for? And I really recommend bringing in the cash in your hand, because it's so much harder to go over budget if you have the cash in your hand.
People are going to spend anyway. And I think it's very important to shop local and support your local community.
Joanna is the co-founder of Irish Socksiety.
Majority of our socks are bilingual, so they are both in English and Irish. Socks that are covered with bicycles, they have a bit of a "you are a ride" message on the bottom of your feet. Or there's socks that say "your feet will bring you where your heart is" in English and Irish. "You're my cup and tea." But anything really, anything that you think you need to buy, I think it's extremely important to shop local and support your local community. And that is going to pay back to your own self. So I think it's extremely important this Christmas.
As well as buying local, sustainability is also high on Irish people's Christmas priority list.
And I went on adverts and I was like, look, I'll buy a cheap Christmas tree just to tie me over. And I got this stunning Christmas tree here. Everything is perfect. It's a little bit tilted to the side. I think that adds character.
Shannon Healy, or Green Gal, is a sustainability influencer.
I think with Christmas, there is pressure to buy new, buy bigger, buy better, and it's just not accessible and it's not affordable. There are some amazing consignment stores, Shopella.ie, you have Designer Exchange, you have Luxury Exchange if you want to go down the route of pre-loved luxury designer. You know, if someone tells you that they want something in particular, don't be afraid to see if you can get it secondhand. Let's say a mobile phone, you know, could you buy a refurbished phone from Swappy or refurbed.ie? And also Vinted, Depop, if people want clothes, but also charity shops. There's just so many benefits to it. You're supporting the charity. It's something that you want or that you've been looking for the person you're buying for. And you're saving from landfill too.
Secondhand shopping can certainly support a low spend Christmas. But what about a no spend one?
Last year I was like, right, no gifts. And then like no one's
getting nothing.
Yeah. And this year I had a little bit more time as well, so I probably went a bit harder into handmade gifts this year.
Artist and writer Taryn Devere is on her second nearly no spend Christmas.
So I made like nice handmade Christmas decorations that are personalised. So I made these lovely like letters for the first letter of everybody's name out of rainbow pipe cleaners. I also made some brooches and badges for people out of embroidered patches. I made some handmade earrings for some of my friends, all with stuff that I had in the house already, so it wasn't with things that I went out and bought. I got a lot of joy out of making them. I don't know what people are going to think when they open them up. I think one of the best things that you can give anybody is to arrive at their house with a fully cooked meal, either something they can freeze or something that they can eat that night. I occasionally had friends who showed up at my house with a big lasagna or something that they'd made. And I still remember every single one of those occasions, and I think that was an amazing gift. Everybody with small kids is dying for someone to come and take those kids off their hands for a little bit of time. Mm. So you could say, you know what, I'm going to take your kids to the park, or I'm going to take your kids to the movie or something, and let you go and just have a bit of time to yourself. I think we have an idea that like present giving is key to it, and getting lots of stuff is key to it. And I genuinely think it is key to it when you're 5. But I think when you're 40, it's a very different story. Mm. And I don't think it's needed to have a lovely experience and to have a joyful day of connection.
And that report from Sarah Madden.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.